This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest. On the bigger picture, I'm Ti Xiao Yik with Tina Carmelia and Kelly Anissa. On the show today, we have three stories. Tina, the first one.
American children are getting vaccinated against their anti-vaxxer parents' wishes. What are the rules here in Malaysia?
And if you're visually impaired, would you find a smart white cane useful? We look at the device developed by Malaysians to help the blind navigate the streets.
And on Twitter, we have a question for you. Should children have the right to make health decisions for themselves? Do you vote yes, no, or would you think that it depends on the health condition? To join the conversation today, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or you can call us. Our lines are open, 0377-33-2900. But before we get to our first story, here's Highly Evolved by The Vines.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was Highly Evolved by The Vines. Tina, what's our first story on the Daily Digest today?
So earlier this month, an American teen, Ethan Lindeberger, went against his mother's anti-vaccine stance and got immunized against measles and other diseases. And his decision came after he posted on Reddit to ask how an 18-year-old like himself could get vaccinated.
So the funny story was that for a couple of years before I turned 18, before any of this happened, like I was vocal about how my mom and, you know, both my parents kind of in some ways have been misinformed on some certain stances and some certain beliefs. But that's all it was. I just said, like, hey, I don't think that's true. And so when I turned 18, it was, okay, now I have a decision to make. And when I turned 18, I continued thinking about it, and I discussed with some more friends, looked in some more evidence, continued those discussions. And I made a Reddit post in November of 2018, and that blew up. It had, like, if you know anything about Reddit, like 25,000 upvotes, 1,000 comments. It was insane. And almost like the day or two after that, I was like, okay, I know where to start. I know what to do. Went to the public health department in Norwalk. You know, I had no idea what I was doing. I just went there. I was like, what do I need to do? And they made an appointment for December of 2018, and then went from there and got my vaccines.
So that was Ethan Lindeberger speaking to Norwalk Reflector, a local newspaper in Norwalk, Ohio, where he's from.
And finally, a good example of turning to the internet for health advice and getting pointed to the right,
direction.
Right?
Yeah. And other stories of younger children have also surfaced online. On Reddit in January, someone identified only as a minor from Washington, where there's currently a measles outbreak. I'm sure you've heard about it as well. So this person asked how to bypass the need for parental consent and get vaccinated. Clearly, even young people themselves have a huge concern for what's going on. Yeah. And currently, there are pockets of measles outbreaks around the world. The US, one of them, Madagascar, France, to name a few. And the World Health Organization showed a 50% increase in measles outbreaks in Europe last year. So just a glimpse at the numbers. 2016, they had 5,000 cases. In 2017, 26,000. In 2018, a whopping 82,500. And closer to home, we are not immune to it as well. The Philippines has recorded 130 measles deaths in the past month.
So this obviously raises concerns about consent and ethics in healthcare. And in some places like Ohio, where Ethan is from, people have to wait until they are 18 years old to be able to consent to vaccines and other health services. Mm-hmm. In Malaysia, however, it's not quite clear. So according to the Malaysian Medical Council's guideline on consent for treatment of patients by registered medical practitioners, I quote, a patient who is unmarried and below 18 years of age does not have the capacity to give valid consent to any medical procedure or surgery.
Right, but the guideline also outlines circumstances in which consent may not be required, such as a medical emergency that poses an immediate risk to that person's life or long-term health.
And specifically for minors, it also stated that whether a young person is sufficiently mature to provide a valid consent to medical treatment depends not only on his or her age, but also on whether he or she has sufficient maturity and intelligence to understand the nature and implications of the proposed procedure, surgery, examination, or treatment. Now, this must be decided on a case-by-case basis, and whatever decisions made must be in the best interest of the patient. Mm-hmm. And it continues on to say that the best interest of the patient or child is a single decision made by the medical practitioners. So for the management of a patient who is in a situation of helplessness, the decision so made being the most appropriate and fair to that patient or child under the circumstances.
So to add to all that legalese, the Child Act 2001 also provides some scenarios in which a child can receive medical treatments with the authorization of a protector. I'm assuming this person, this protector is like a ward of the state. Mm-hmm. So if the parent has unreasonably refused to give or has abstained from giving or is not present to give consent to the treatment. However, the Act does not define actually what is meant by immediate risk to the health of the child, nor does it define unreasonably refused to give consent.
Yeah, but back in November, actually, when I was prepping the talking points for one of the panel sessions at our BFM Health and Living Junior event, which was about vaccination, I did put in a question about whether a child can get vaccinated without their parents' consent here in Malaysia. And this was, of course, way back, before this whole story blew up. Yep. And the moderator, Lee Chui Lin, posed the question to one of the panelists, consultant pediatrician Dr. Zulkifli Ismail.
I guess the issue of privacy and consent when it comes to parents making decisions for their children. Can children go to the doctors to get themselves vaccinated if their parents are anti-vaxxers? So Dr. Zul, if someone were to march into your office today and say, jab me, would you do it?
I've never seen that, but that's the right of the child. And if the child is smart enough to do that, he should go to university. And I would definitely give the child, but it's no issue.
So there wouldn't need to be, so the child wouldn't have to go with the parent. There's none of that because the patient would be the child. Is that right?
Yeah.
I applaud Dr. Zul for his, I think that unwavering faith that this is the right of the child. He doesn't even question that, why wouldn't a child be allowed to have it?
Yeah. I mean, but would you consider that, like you were saying earlier just now, as you guys were quoting this legal documents, right? And I find the language quite generic, right? Mm-hmm. Because you don't know what is an immediate risk, an immediate threat to your health.
Exactly.
Would you guys consider vaccine-preventable diseases such as measles, that's the outbreak that we're facing right now globally, would you consider that an immediate risk to these children?
From what I know from my reading of vaccine-preventable diseases and the majority of them, they are potentially life-threatening. And, you could quote statistics. There are people who can overcome it and survive, but you would also potentially have complications, and these could be debilitating, disfiguring, disabling complications as well. Yeah. And so there's a reason vaccines are considered a success by public health practitioners. It's because it has eradicated all these diseases or nearly eradicated them until we don't know that these diseases could actually kill. We hear of them as almost mythical things,
Yeah, but I mean, on that note, right, shall we, don't you think that perhaps vaccines have become so successful that it is now a victim of its own success? Because we, like you said, we don't see the implications of it. We don't see people with a disfigurement caused by polio, for example, right? And that was something that, people from our parents' generations would talk about.
Yes.
And because of that, we are so complacent and we think that, it is just a big government's ploy to, do some form of population control or mind control.
Some conspiracy theory.
Right? Yeah.
That's why I am very supportive of, because I read this article a while back that I think Malaysia was considering making vaccines compulsory.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very supportive of that because, again, doesn't just endanger that one person, it mm-hmm. endangers everyone around you. Mm-hmm. You are responsible for, you know, your actions, you're responsible for what happens to everybody else as well. So yeah, I do think it should be made compulsory, and, you know, because I know that now with the anti-vax movement, mm-hmm. more and more people are choosing to not get vaccinated. And that's just, you know, our herd immunity is not, you know, it's not going to be.
Not what it should be, yeah. Yes. You know, talking about the sort of the legal, the guidelines and the Child Act that we were referencing just now. So, you know, Kelly, you mentioned that a young person has to prove that they are sufficiently mature, mm-hmm. And has the adequate intelligence to answer the nature and implications of the procedure. Yeah. Now, that's another thing that's really vague and really up for interpretation.
Yeah. How do you measure that?
Yes.
Do you bring your SPM certificate?
Well, I would question the maturity and intelligence of a lot of adults.
Exactly. Yeah. That's right. So if they can consent, but the child who is like Ethan, for example, sounds very eloquent and seems to know what he's talking about, you mm-hmm. know, he had to wait until he was 18 before he could do it, because that's when he's no longer a minor.
So, I mean, I think if you are fortunate to come across medical practitioners as, you know, informed and as, you know, like Dr. Zhou, mm-hmm. Dr. Zulkifli Ismail, who, if for him, it's all about the best interest of the child, mm-hmm. and he will make the right decision for the child. If you're fortunate to come across a medical practitioner like him, then yes, you will be able to get what is right for you as a young person. But I'm also wondering whether perhaps there may be doctors out there who are not driven by what their medical principles should be guiding them to do, but by personal values.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because we still have a very filial culture, right? Mm-hmm. Where are your parents? They might say, come back, return with your parents.
Absolutely.
All right, so there's that. There's a cultural element to it as well. So just a quick check on Twitter, I suppose, because we're asking you on Twitter whether children should have the right to make health decisions for themselves. And about 48% of you, almost half of you, said that it depends on the condition. 41% of you said no, and only 10% said yes.
Mm. Well, you know, for those of you who said it depends on the condition, you know, do chime in as well. You know, what kind of, do you agree with the kind of language that we were discussing about, that it should be life-threatening mm-hmm. conditions, and what would that qualify as for you? So for our second story, you know, you can also get in touch with us to share your thoughts, because we'll be talking about a smart device to help the visually impaired avoid obstacles when they're out and about in the streets. So if you're visually impaired, tell us what kind of assistive aids you find most helpful, or, you know, if you have a wish list, tell us as well. We'll take a quick break now for some messages, but first, here's Teenage Icon by The Vaccines. You're listening to The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.